This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We've been discussing government policies that discriminate against families and lead to poverty. And I was discussing this with one of our customers a few months ago, and he told me that he remembers when Lyndon Johnson was putting in the Great Society and the war on poverty, and his dad was learning that women that didn't have a husband would receive money and women that did have a husband would not receive money. And he remembers his dad coming home every day and sitting down at the table and just shaking his head and saying, why? Why are they doing this? Don't they realize that they are going to destroy the family? We've talked about and actually read quotes from Thomas Sowell and from Candace Owen and Walter Williams. Walter Williams is no longer with us, but we've read quotes from them. Walter Williams and Thomas Sowell both grew up without a father in the home. In fact, Walter Williams grew up without a father in his home. He was the only person in his community, the only kid growing up in his community that didn't have a father in the home. Thomas Sowell, both of his parents died when he was young, so young that he doesn't even remember them. He was raised by other relatives. He was the only person in his community, and I believe he grew up in Harlem or Brooklyn in New York, but he was the only person in his community, the only kid in his community that didn't have a father and a mother in the home. Yet today, in the African-American communities, an African-American kid, 75% of them grow up without a father in the home. And there's a problem when we have government policies that actually reward fatherlessness in the home. That's a problem, and it should be something that should alarm us. It should be something that we should actually look at and wonder, why is this? And it's not only the welfare policies that do reward fatherless homes. It's also the taxing system. If you have two people, a man and a woman, who live together that aren't married, they will file taxes differently than a man and a wife, a husband and a wife, and they will actually pay less in taxes than the couple that are just living together that aren't married. And for this purpose, for this reason, there are some people, older people and younger people, who are living together today in the United States who aren't married. So we have yet another government policy that actually discriminates against families and leads to poverty. One of the things that we want to actually look at today, we want to just review what we've talked about in the past and past sermons, but also lay some new groundwork. I actually ask you if you could think of any Bible passage where God authorizes the government to take money from some people and give it to other people, or even where God authorizes the government to set up a program to provide assistance to people. And we're going to actually look at that from the Bible. And we actually should, I want to challenge you to look at the Bible, to examine what God says in His Word, and to apply it to not only your life, but also your family, your church, your your civic organizations, the church and your cities, your states and your nations, your counties. We need to provide to our school board. We need to apply biblical principles to every area of life, including government. God created laws for a purpose, and governments need to abide by those laws if that government wants to be blessed. If we want to be blessed in America, it's important that we keep His commandments. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. Before God created civil government, He created family. Before He created even the church, God created family. Families play a vital role in training the next generation. Commit today to nurturing and supporting families, especially your own. Families that are committed to God and each other can play a vital role in transforming our churches, cities, states, and nation. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for a Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of a Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems.
You need a Faster PC.
That's right, you do, and we are back. We're ready to answer your computer questions. We're ready to resolve computer problems in the shop as well. Technicians are standing by, ready to resolve your computer problems. And we are here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. You can also type your question into the live Facebook video that's going on right now, and we want you to be a part of that. So head over to our Facebook page. You can actually watch the show, see the show, and you can type your questions in to the comment section. And I'll just look for the comment section and type your questions there. Well, also, by the way, if you have a question throughout the week, And it's not a question that, you know, you want us to actually work on your computer or resolve a problem. Maybe you just have a question for us to answer for the next
edition of A Faster PC Radio. Just head over to our Facebook page, and the top post on the Facebook page, we actually have an option where you can actually type in your question to us, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. And this is something that's pretty cool. We like to do this, like to actually answer your questions, like to help you resolve your computer problems as well. And that's what we do here at A Faster PC, is help you resolve your computer problems, help you with all the different issues that you have on a computer. And we solve a whole bunch of problems. We solve problems this week. You know, we actually have had this week a system where we have wireless network set up at an establishment, and they had video cameras installed, and the people that installed the video cameras messed up their wireless system. So, you know, we've had to come in and straighten that out, and, you know, we're working on getting their video working at the same time as their wireless. So sometimes other technicians will come in occasionally and may actually do some things that, you know, mess some other things up. So, you know, and that's one thing that, you know, we always look for is, you know, well, what just happened? What changed? What, you know, this was working. What changed? What changed between the time it was working and the time that it actually stopped working? So we can actually help resolve those computer problems for you, and of course we're working, you know, resolving customers' problems with their computers in the shop, and also in their office. We do offer remote support now, and in addition to the remote support, we also help you out with other issues. So definitely you can give us a call, 772-340-1590. We can answer your computer questions today on the show and go over, you know, what you want to actually go over. Now, and by the way, your question doesn't need to be based on anything that we've been talking about. It could be on any issue, as long as it's computer related. You could have any issue. Doesn't have to be on topic. One of the things that we have talked about quite a bit in the last few weeks is how to protect yourself against ransomware. And you know, ransomware is, you know, if you aren't familiar with it, I'll briefly describe it. And, you know, if you want a little bit more information, you can go back and watch and listen to last week's video or the week before that on our Facebook page, or listen to both of them, watch both of them, because we actually talk about ransomware and we talk about how it comes in. But typically what happens with ransomware, you may have also heard of a CryptoLocker infection. It's very, very similar, really the same type of thing. What you're looking at is you're being tricked in most cases to opening an attachment that purports to be something that you might, you know, be of interest to you, something that you may want to open. You know, for instance, you may receive an email that says that it's FedEx or UPS. There's a package that they're trying to deliver to you, and you can actually head over, open this attachment, and you can find out information about this, because they need you to contact them so that they can deliver the package. You know, and we've mentioned this multiple times: FedEx, UPS, DHL, the U.S. Postal Service. They all know where you are. They know how to get packages to you. It's, you know, so don't fall for that. Sometimes you just have to think logically through some of this stuff. But one thing that you want to just realize, though, also is not just that, but and as many times as we mention this, people fall for this. We had a customer just this past week that came in, and he said, you know, I got this call, and it sounded so legitimate, it sounded so real, And, you know, I let them into my computer. We actually had one customer this week that actually paid the the scammers to come into his computer. So and he paid them for remote support. You've got to just realize that there are a lot of people out there that are scammers, and this is difficult for, especially for seniors, because seniors, you grew up in an age when people could be trusted, when you could actually, based on a handshake, you could settle a matter. And, not everyone is like that today, especially people that you don't know who they are, where they're from. Many of these people are from other countries. A lot of the crypto locker infections have come from Russia. Some other ways some other documents, you may receive an email that says it's an invoice. I receive emails quite often that say they're from Intuit. Now I know that Intuit's not sending me an invoice as an attachment. I do use Intuit for QuickBooks. I do have payroll that comes out of my Intuit. We also process credit cards through them and occasionally checks through them. And so we have a monthly fee that comes in through them, and they send me emails that tells me that that's happening. But those emails don't have attachments. The attachments really are the dangerous part. Or even following a link in an email. And we've gone over how to look at the link and see where it's going, and other ways that this could happen. And the way that this happens quite often in large organizations or government organizations or in businesses is that an email address will get compromised, and that the hackers, the scammers, the criminals really, will get access to that. They'll be able to monitor the types of email the person receives, the types of, if that email is sent out to a group of people, the people that are on that group, if the email has an attachment periodically, and what type of attachment. Maybe it's an agenda for a board meeting or something like that, something that a person that works with an organization or a government entity or a business would actually be expecting and looking for, coming from the person that normally sends it, or supposedly reportedly coming from that person. So, they're trying to trick you into opening something that really you would be expecting, and it would be understood and assume that you would actually look at the agenda and review any documents that are there prior to the meeting. So you want to protect yourself. You want to just be cautious from these types of threats. Or I've seen it on Facebook. Maybe you've seen this. A message, sometimes it comes from one of your friends. Hey, was that you at that party? Well, if you were doing something at a party, or maybe weren't quite sure what you were doing at a party, you might be tempted to click. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to A Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
And we are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. And so we're here. We're ready to answer. We're going to answer your question. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC Radio will answer your computer questions. And we were talking about some of the ways, that these CryptoLocker infections, happen. And as I was going out, we were talking about, some of those links that you'll get. You might get them on email, or you might get them on Facebook. And what it is the way it happens is either one of your friends or someone that you know someone that you're friends with on Facebook, or someone that you actually may have your email address, know who you are. Probably you know who they are. Their email address, their email account gets hacked, or their Facebook account gets hacked. And what happens is the person that hacked it will start sending out solicitations to the person's friends or their contacts, and those friends will, or those solicitations will attempt to bait the person into clicking on something or opening an attachment or sending money to help you out, or to help out the person whose Facebook account or email account got hacked. So you know, you just have to remember that these are scams. Don't click. Now, you know, do I know what would happen if you click? I don't know exactly what would happen because I haven't clicked, because I'm scared to click. I don't want to click because, you know, I know what could happen, and I don't want that to happen to me. So this is something that you want to definitely protect yourself against this. So this is it could be a crypto locker infection. It could be another threat that attempts to grab your information or to infect your computer. There are a number of things that could happen to you at one, you know, if you click on one of those links. But you want to be cautious. You don't want to expose yourself to this type of thing. But we talked the last few weeks, we've talked about ramifications, or how to resolve this, how to get rid of this issue. And one of the things that you have to realize is that you probably have heard about people paying money to hackers to their gangs, they're criminal operations. You probably have heard about people paying them to get their data back. You might have even heard about companies, or in fact the pipeline that went down, the meat plant that went down, that was hit with this ransomware attack. Even some government agencies have actually paid the criminals money. And think about this: when you pay, if you were in that situation, certainly you want your data back. But if you pay the people that did this to you to get your data back, then you really are perpetuating their scheme, and you're enabling them to infect other people in the future. And you don't know that they may not be able to infect you in the future through maybe leaving a small portion of a program on your computer that will launch at a certain date, certain time, that will actually encrypt your data. So this is something that you don't know, you want to protect yourself against. And how do you protect yourself against this? And why are these organizations and the government entities and the businesses and even the individuals paying to get their data back? Well, they're doing so because they don't have a good backup that they can go back to. Now, you would think, especially for a government agency, a business, you would think, for a nonprofit, that a backup would be something that would be essential. This would be something that would actually be there, that they would have, but it's not always the case. In fact, sometimes people, we have actually come in, we've set up backup systems, we've shown the people how to use the backup systems, and we've actually there's been a portion of it that they need to do, as in changing out the tape. As in the old days when it was a tape backup, or changing out the hard drive and taking a copy of the hard drive off site and putting another hard drive in. You know, we've talked about this, so that, you know, you have to think about this. What happens if your backup is connected to the computer when your computer becomes encrypted? If you are tricked into opening up one of these attachments, or maybe one of your someone at your business opens up an attachment, and by the way, you have mapped drives, mapped network drives, it's going to not only encrypt their data, but it also encrypts data on any mapped drives that are on the server. And one of the most aggressive CryptoLocker infection that we found actually not only encrypted data. And when we talk about data, what are we talking about? We're talking about Word documents. We're talking about Excel documents. We're talking about pictures. We're talking about videos. We're talking about PDF documents. Could be your taxes. Could be any PDF. PDF stands for portable document format. It's the number one way that files are stored and kept. We actually found this actual latest variant that we saw, most aggressive variant that we have seen to date, actually, in addition to encrypting the normal files, actually also encrypted Outlook data. So if you use Outlook and, you know, the email system, also, not having any email history to go back to. This also encrypted any EXE files. Now, EXE is an executable. That's programs. So just think about not being able to open up Microsoft Edge, not being able to open up Google Chrome, not being able to open up Microsoft Word, not being able to open up Firefox, not being able to open up Outlook. The program won't open. The shortcut is changed to an encrypted extension. So, and the file itself is encrypted. So this is something that we have seen, and we've actually worked with this to actually work on, you know, how do you make sure that you have a good copy of your backup. You also need to protect against fire. You know, if you have your backup and your computer in the same location, and that location experiences a fire that damages the backup and the computer, you have nothing. We've had customers that have had that. It's rare, but it's happened. You have theft. The backup and the computer are in the same location. Someone breaks in and steals the computer and the backup. We've had that happen to some of our customers. Or you have someone that's disgruntled. Could be a family member. Quite often it's an employee. Or maybe a board member, someone that's disgruntled and goes in and damages data on the server and damages data the backup. Or, you know, it could be a personal computer. You want to protect against this. You also, as we mentioned last week, want to protect against you making an error. Have you ever done that? Have you ever been working on, let's say you're working on a file? I know we have many customers, just ordinary people, that have written books or are writing books, and they're actually writing this, and it may be a book about when they were in the army. It may be a book about when they growing up. It may be for their family. It may be, we have one customer that actually has a huge book. I mean, we're talking about probably a 700-page book that documents his family tree and talks about, you know, shows different people that in their pictures and talks a little bit about some of their relatives and some of the things that they went through. So, you know, you think, let's say you're working in one of these documents and you accidentally make a mistake. Maybe it's a catastrophic mistake where you accidentally maybe select most of the text or a huge portion of the text and actually delete it or change it to something else. Well, you want to actually go back and go to a previous version of the file. So You know, that's another thing. You want to have multiple copies of your data, and you want to have it in multiple locations, or have cloud backup. Two weeks ago, we talked about cloud backup, how you can actually use cloud backup to back up your data. And we started talking a little bit last week about local backup. Now, let me just mention something on cloud backup. So, you know, we talked, and I think we had a caller last week that was mentioning that he is not comfortable with cloud backup. Cloud backup, and let me just, there's a lot of terms in computers, and for people that aren't familiar with these, they can, it can be like a different language. And so, I try to always explain things, and please be patient if you already know this and have heard this, and you already know what cloud backup is. But cloud backup, the caller last week didn't know what cloud backup was, even though we had talked about it the week before. So, you know, this is why we're going to repeat. But cloud backup, what cloud backup is, you can picture your computer. So your computer is down here on Earth, so to speak. The cloud backup is up above, just like clouds are up above you. The cloud backup is something that's up above your computer. So it's actually in the internet. It's internet based. So there, what really happens is you know, not that it's out in space somewhere. What really is happening is that Microsoft or Google or Dropbox or Carbonite or Apple or some entity, you know, you've heard of, I think, you know, there are a lot of other providers, and you probably have heard of these. And in fact, many of the companies out there are trying to get into cloud backup. In fact, if you buy an external hard drive from Western Digital or from Seagate, quite often they'll give you a year's worth of cloud backup for free. Well, what are they hoping? They're hoping that at the end of that year that you'll pay for cloud backup. Acronis, which does backups, provides cloud backup now. Norton provides cloud backup now. A lot of the companies out there want to get, not only do they want your money one time by selling you the hard drive or selling you the software, they also want you to pay them on a monthly basis or an annual basis. And this is their, you know, one of their revenue streams. But with cloud backup, so cloud backup is where a company has a server, or in many cases, they're going to have more than one server in more than one location. In case, let's say, there's a power outage, there's a wildfire that affects a facility, there's a hurricane or a tornado that affects a facility, you don't want access to this cloud backup to go down. So you might have a server in North Carolina, for instance, and you might have a server in Oregon, you might have a server in Texas. You know, you're going to have servers in different locations, different regions. That's what cloud backup is. And you want to, some of the providers, if you are thinking about going with cloud backup, you want to get a provider that will provide redundant copies of your data. Now, what does that mean? That means if you save the file right now, they're going to have the last file that you saved, and the file that you saved the day before, and the file that you might have saved a week ago. Typically, they'll go back a month.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technician standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
When we are back, we are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve computer problems. And of course, one of the things we have been asking or answering your questions and talking about how you can protect yourself against crypto locker infections and other types of. By the way, one thing that I didn't mention, which is really probably at least, you know, of the catastrophic problems, you know, crypto locker infection, theft, fire, sabotage. More often, you'll actually damage your own file or have a hard drive that fails. And one thing that, that some people make a mistake of doing is they'll, to clean up, you know, files on their computer, they'll take files on their computer, copy them to a flash drive, or copy them to an external hard drive. And they don't realize if that's, or maybe they'll move them to their, not copy, but move them. And then they only have it on the flash drive or only have it on the external hard drive. Well, those fail also. So failure, hard drive failure, or flash drive failure, you want to protect against that by having multiple redundant copies. And we are going to the lines here. We have David on line one. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio, David. How can we help you today?
Yes, I've got a couple questions. Starting with the fact that since I've updated to Windows 10, I often see a pop-up on my screen that says, Windows has a problem. You need to reset your password. And I'm thinking, well, my computer works fine without me resetting my Microsoft password. So what is causing that, and do I need to do something with that?
Yeah, so the issue is, I'll switch over to a full screen, and I'll just, you know, kind of show you on the video. I don't know if you're at Facebook right now, but if you're not, you can watch this later, and all of our customers can watch this later as well. What will happen is, first of all, when you use a computer with Windows 10, Microsoft really, can I say really enough times, wants you to use a Microsoft account. You do not have to use a Microsoft account, but there are certain features that if you want to use, let's say, OneDrive, which is their cloud backup, You actually need to use Microsoft. So if you need to log in with a Microsoft account to OneDrive to be able to use OneDrive. If you want to use, Microsoft has a Find My Computer feature. If you want to use that, you do have to use a Microsoft account. However, you know, a Microsoft account does require a Microsoft username and password. The username is an email address, and the password is a password. You'll also create a PIN. Most people use the PIN after creating the password and the PIN. They'll use the PIN, forget they even had a password. They won't know what the password is. I can't tell you how many computers we get in the shop that the customer has no idea what the password is. And there's some things that we, you know, if you get into safe mode, sometimes we need to get into safe mode to resolve a problem. We have to have the password. We have to have a Microsoft password. And so, quite often we have to reset the password to get that. Let me just go over how you can, if you have a Microsoft account. First of all, the difference between a Microsoft account and a local account is that the Microsoft account is tied to Microsoft. It is a internet-based account. It would be the same username and password, not the PIN, but the password would be the same password that you would use with your email address if you log in to the Microsoft website to access. If you wanted to subscribe to, let's say, Microsoft 365, formerly known as Office 365, which is their Microsoft Office suite that's a subscription basis that not only includes the Microsoft Office products always updated for either one or six computers, but also includes 1 terabyte, which is 1,000 gigabytes of cloud storage. You know, Microsoft gives you 5 gigabytes for free. Again, through OneDrive, you still would need a Microsoft account to access even that 5 gigabytes. So, when you turn on your computer, if your computer is connected to the internet, it is difficult to get into your computer and to sign in without having a Microsoft account. And what happens quite often is people, when they create this Microsoft account, maybe they don't have a Microsoft account before they're creating one. Sometimes they use their own email address, you know, which is what you really should do. Sometimes they create an address with Microsoft, which is an Outlook address. And if they don't have another email address linked to it, it's very difficult to reset the password in the future if they forget the password. And again, most people, once they create a PIN, they forget they even had a password. And some people, we even had one customer thought he would be, he even told us this. He said, I thought I was going to be slick because I didn't want to give them too much information. So I used an old email address that I don't have access to anymore. But then he didn't have the password. So he wasn't able to get into this. So we had some issues with, helping him to reset that password. But with a Microsoft account, you are going to have a login, a password. You can have a PIN, and that PIN could be just 4 digits, or it could be more complex, could even include letters and numbers. Some people use the same thing for their PIN as their password. But if you wanted to switch to a local account, now, the Microsoft account is tied to Microsoft servers. Microsoft servers have the username and password. You can reset the password if you have access to the email address and the password. If you want to have a local account, the local account's just on your computer. Microsoft doesn't have a clue that you even have it. They don't know who you are. They don't know your password. They don't know any of that information. And you can actually go over there. What we'll do is we'll click the start button in the lower left hand corner of the screen. Go up to the settings button, which is what looks like a gear or a sprocket. We're going to click on that. And then we'll click on accounts. Now, my account is a local account, but I can actually see mine actually gives me the option to sign in with a Microsoft account instead. If my account was a Microsoft account, I would be able to switch it to a local account. Now, to do that, you probably would need the password, which, by the way, if you don't know that and we're not able to help you reset the password, we could actually switch your account to a local account anyway. We do have tools that allow us to do that. But the end user, you probably would need your password to be able to switch it to a local account. Your Microsoft account, if you've changed, let's say your password, online, but you haven't changed it on your computer, or maybe you haven't changed it. Maybe you changed your Microsoft account password, but you haven't changed it for OneDrive. OneDrive will be on the taskbar in the lower right hand corner. I actually don't use OneDrive, so I don't have it running. But if you had it, it would be over in the lower right hand corner. And typically, when we see the message that you're referring to, it typically is related to OneDrive, and it'll say something like, "We need to update your password." Well, why would they need to update your password? Well, probably you changed your password, but didn't change it on OneDrive. So the OneDrive is logged in with your old password, and you need to change it to be able to continue to use OneDrive. Now, if you don't want to use OneDrive, that's not important. But if you want to use OneDrive, and OneDrive is Microsoft's cloud storage, their cloud backup, that's what we've been talking about. We talked about it 2 weeks ago, and we've been talking about it a little bit today. Cloud backup is where your data is backed up if you're using OneDrive, it's backed up to Microsoft's servers. And to use that service, you do need to have a Microsoft account username and password, and the password needs to be the same as your current password. So if you don't care about backing up your data to cloud storage, you can ignore that message. You could even take OneDrive out of startup, and I'll show you how to do that. You want to launch the task manager, and to do that, the quickest and easiest way to do that, hold down the control key and the shift key, could be any either of the control keys, either of the shift keys, and then press escape. I kind of roll my fingers up on the left side because control shift escape are right there. I can do it with one hand. This brings up the task manager. I can click on startup. And when you go into startup, you can sort by enabled or you can sort by name. By name, I think, is the default. But if you go down, you'll actually see Microsoft OneDrive. Mine, is disabled. If mine were enabled, I would have a disable button here. Since mine is disabled, I have an enable button. So you could actually take it out of startup where it won't even run in startup. It actually does use quite a bit of resources. So if you're not using it, you actually should take it out of startup. You should, you know, to actually eliminate that program from running and taking up your resources. But if you do want to use OneDrive, then you do need to actually log into OneDrive with your current Microsoft username and password. Again, you'll see the OneDrive icon on your taskbar in the lower right-hand corner near the clock, or if you don't see it there, there's a little arrow that has other programs that are running that are hidden. You can click on that and expand it, and you'll see that the Microsoft file. Now, if you need to actually change your Microsoft password, maybe you don't know what the password is, you can actually open up a browser and go to account.microsoft.com. And from here, you'll be able to actually go to the login screen. So you want to click on sign in. If you don't have an account already, you can create an account. You can actually create one here. But, you would need to type in the email address. Now, you probably, if you're not sure what the email address is, you maybe, if you're using a Microsoft account, you'll be able to see it in the account section of the settings. Or you may, if you're not using a Microsoft account for your local account, you can go over to the OneDrive setting, and you should see the Microsoft account. So you'll need to type in that email address. And if that email address is a Microsoft account, it'll actually proceed. I should probably create one just for demonstration purposes. Maybe I'll do that between now and next week. But at the next screen, after typing a valid Microsoft email address, Microsoft account email address, by the way, you can also use a phone number or a Skype account, because Skype actually existed before Microsoft bought them. But you'll have an option to reset the password. Now, to reset the password, typically you'll have to have access to the email address that is part of your account name, or maybe even a phone number or an alternate email address. Sometimes there's security questions. We can go over that a little bit more on this show next week, because we're running out of time here.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Does God Authorize the Government to Take Money from the Rich to Give to the Poor? You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to a Faster PC radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1. Just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1, Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista, and we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Before God created civil government, He created family. Before He created even the church, God created family. Families play a vital role in training the next generation. Commit today to nurturing and supporting families, especially your own. Families that are committed to God and each other can play a vital role in transforming our churches, cities, states, and nations.